Hey guys, it's Anna Marie here from Pursuing Compatibility. I'm your genie, but with the reason. We are with a little guest here. You want to say hello? Say hi. Today we are talking about the question, when do true colors show? So when do your true colors show? When does it? Do you get really moody? So it's a tough question, guys. When do true colors show in a relationship and dating advice, right? That's why we all need some dog love or like cat love to release us from some stressful situations, right? You feel me? You understand what I'm saying? So this is all kind of objective because this can relate to like your life experience in relationships or dating. And we've all experienced these challenges in our dates and relationships, haven't we? We have, haven't we? Yeah. If you read my founder story below, I was with the partner for 8 years. I've dated in relationships enough where I'm just like, I know what I want, people. And I'm not willing to put up with any BS. So that's the deal, right? So I'll give you a couple points and my thoughts about the when do true colors really show and the test of kind of our character, right? So I would say approaching conflict is a big test. How they approach conflict when you're in a conflict situation. Do they yell at you? Do they give you passive aggression of silent treatment for a couple days and then explode? Do they like sit down and just have a talk with you? Do they approach you with like, honey, are you aware that this hurt my feelings? You know, things like that. That kind of shows a test of that person's character. So that would be my suggestion in that sense. When you're tired and exhausted, everyone gets tired, everyone gets exhausted at times, and everyone gets cranky at times. So some of you might be looking at me like, well, I don't know if that's really the full true colors, you know, because everyone gets cranky. Sure, everyone gets cranky every now and then, right? Even this lovely lady here. But is it the proper crankiness? Because if you want to have a sustainable happy relationship, even though it's hard to believe that those things can happen, the best thing to do is to have patience. You know, I mean, we all have those cranky moments, but I think it's good to, that's why I think it's really important to have our alone time and have separate time so we don't take each other for granted and just be like, honey, I had a really, really tough day and I just need some time in the mountains by myself, or I just need, and then your partner should be like, okay, that's a sign for, like, he had a bad day or cranky and I don't want to push it or something like that. You know what I mean? I mean, every couple is different. Every dating situation is so different, right? So it's hard to really give a full dating advice that's fully 100% on point, you know, all the time. But I've learned in my experience that I don't want to bother people when they're really, really tired. I guess I've had some situations in my past experiences where it taught me kind of a tough lesson. Maybe that wasn't fully healthy, but when I'm tired or feeling a little cranky, I just need sleep, or I just need some, I don't know, time of myself, right? Right. I think PMS, how some women handle their PMS is kind of a test of their character. Some women handle their PMS well. One of my roommates was telling me a situation about how, like, his ex was dealing with her, drama of her PMS, and I was just like, wow, okay, that is an interesting thing that she used to do. So, and then he was telling me like the days that she had these extreme like mood swings was basically when she was on her period or was coming up or ovulating or something like that. So that can be kind of tested the character. Of course, that's everything's subjective, right? So it depends on your biology, what you're going through, and things like that. There's that issue. Male PMS. Don't lie to me. You guys have your male version of PMS. I've joked about this issue with my roommate, and he was saying, well, yeah, I guess you're right. There are times when I feel moody and things like that. And the men can drive us women a little bit nutty sometimes because you have... I actually read an article somewhere that men do have their mood swings. It's kind of like a male PMS, but obviously it's different because our biology is different. That's okay. We love them because they're different. But it's good to be aware of these things too because that can also be a sign of true colors and we may not even be aware of it. You know what I mean? Another test of true colors is like kind of like how does your partner or the person that you're dating handle it when you make mistakes? Do they yell at you? Do they make you feel worse? Or do they make you feel bad? Or do they make you feel like a terrible person? How does that happen? Because, I mean, no one's really perfect. Everyone makes some mistakes. And obviously, it depends on what mistakes did you actually make. But, yes, I know. But then there's, like, the mistakes of, like, okay, so I'll give an example. Let's say you take a road trip, right, and you're on your way home. And someone's tired or someone's too tired and someone accidentally went the wrong way on, like, the highway at one point or something. And then somebody is yelling at you because of that. That's just not necessary. That's completely unnecessary to react like that. You know, sometimes stuff happens. I believe that love is patient and love is kind. Love should not be that kind of behavior, and that might, some of you might be looking at me thinking, oh, that's actually a Christian quote or something, love is patient, love's kind. Yeah, that's a little bit of spiritual, but I'm analyzing this from a human perspective and from life experiences, that really love really should be patient. From a human being, it should be patient. So it depends on what you can tolerate. So that's why I encourage people to really date, because you need to know what mistakes you can tolerate. Can you handle someone with drastic mood swings? Or can you handle someone with a little bit of mood swings? You know what I mean? Everyone has their tolerance level of what they can handle, and people's brain chemistries are so different. Personality types are so different. It's hard to really say. You know? So when do us women cry? Can you handle a woman that's like, oh my God! Ah! You know, where she's crying like crazy? Or can you handle a woman that's like, it's like a minor little cry, you know? Can you handle a man that's like, I'm moody right now, you know? Or can you handle a man that's like, I'm a little moody, I'm gonna go get some alone time, you know what I mean? So, she's getting a little bored. It's good to keep those things in perspective, people. Another true colors is sharing responsibilities. Sharing finances is humongous. Humongous. We can date, you know, I think, and living together is huge, you know. Sometimes some people, even if you're friends, some people are just not meant to live together. They're just meant to, like, you know, be friends but not live together because they would drive each other nuts, right? Living together is a huge test because some people are compatible and some people are not, because in that sense. So that's important to keep that in consideration. I think that some people don't live together before marriage, which is fine. However, the only concern I have with that is that you can get sucked into a relationship and then you're financially stuck when you realize you're not compatible when you live together, and then you're like, oh my God, how do I get out of this? You know what I mean? So that can happen. So I think that it's, if you're choosing not to live together before marriage or whatever you're looking for, you know, even if you're not being married or whatever, you can have some living, like, experiences and share some experiences where you actually share the finances. And that's a kind of test of how each other reacts. Sharing responsibilities is huge. Who's going to cook? Who's going to take out the trash? You know, how each other can handle it. Because some partners just accidentally are kind of, like, a little bit oblivious and just like, you know. And you have to kind of work that out. A quick relationship tip I highly recommend people to do is that if you're thinking about moving in with somebody, I recommend, and you've never lived together before, I highly recommend a short-term lease. And I'll tell you why. Because you might not be compatible when you live together. So now if you've had enough living experiences where you think it should be fine, okay, try that. But what I recommend a lot of people to do is, because some of you might be looking at me like, Anna Marie, how can I avoid conflict in that situation? Well, an easy way to do that really is just, say to your partner, I really think it's a good idea to do a short-term lease at this place, like a month lease or 2 month lease, to see if we like it, if we like living here. That's basically kind of evading the true reason of why you're avoiding a long-term lease. Because you may not even be getting along when you live together. Once you start sharing responsibilities and, you know, the conflict and the realities of life, you might be shocked to your core that you're just not compatible, you know, in certain situations. And you have to ask yourself this question, is this worth it in the long-term view or it's not, you know, because we all have to, life experience is the greatest teacher. I'm sorry, I don't agree with some of these brutal dating coaches where they're like, oh, like, you know, just avoid making a dumb mistake. You have to learn lessons sometimes to learn how to make things right. Now, depending on what you're defining on the wrong lessons that you do, everyone has their boundaries and standards of what those are. But if you're not taught about these things, even if you come from a family where you thought that you're taught a certain way that was right, your life experience could be very different than your parents. You know what I mean? So just because your parents are happily married doesn't mean that you will. I met a young man at one of my mixers, wonderful guy. He told me his parents are happily married and his parents communicate really well. And I think that he assumed that because his parents are happily married, he assumed that it was going to work out for him too. And it just hasn't. It just hasn't yet. So that goes to show that sometimes a generation comparison doesn't work either. All right. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. I'm going to get into this topic more later because there's just so many dynamics. You know, as human beings, we are a kind of complicated species. If you're interested in participating in my videos and you'd love to engage in this conversation, hit me up at pursuingcompatibility@gmail.com. I am located in Las Vegas, Nevada. Or if you want to engage in some YouTube collaboration, you can hit me up also. Okie dokie. So, I love to hear from you, and that's a wrap, y'all. Really. So the lesson is: when do true colors show? The kind of the summary of what I was saying. Just keep an eye out for certain things. You know, again, just because you're attracted to somebody doesn't mean that you are compatible. And just because someone's cute and humorous or you find adorable doesn't mean that you are compatible either. Love can be very blind, and I think that it's important to keep those things into consideration. But you gotta learn lessons to find out what's right for you because everyone's different, you know? And, you know, love is really blind. We all have attraction and things like that, but at the end of the day, there are people, there's brain chemistries and personality types and common interests to take into consideration besides the looks. You know, we all love attraction and like chemistry that's like really exciting, but then if you live together and you keep that relationship up, you gotta work, you gotta put in the effort to do so. Okie dokie, so hope this video helps you and you got some insight on some perspective on relationships, things, life, really, essentially. And yes, I'm silly, and I'm going to try to make you happy. And go hug a dog today. Go hug, or hug a cat, or hug a dog. I'm allergic to cats, but go hug a dog or something today and get some fun lovies, you know, because they love you unconditionally. Yes, they do. Oh, yes, they do. Okay. Alrighty, guys, so please don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment below, please, you handsome men, you beautiful women there watching. I love you. I'm here for you. I'm there for you. And please don't forget to check my company information below and my founder story below. I appreciate all the genuine support. And have a good day and night, people. Alrighty. Alrighty. Ciao.